Welcome to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in minutes. And things getting a little dicey. We'll update you on that in just a second here. Tim Allen, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer live here at the Wisconsin State Fair, final day of the fair. You still have hours to get here. Beautiful night. That breeze is beautiful right now, keeping it from getting scorching hot. But Brewers are up 4-1 in this one. And we welcome you into the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network mobile studios, as I said, from the State Fair.
Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
And what a game last night. Oh, you guys had fun.
Whoa. It was a great postgame show. Luis Olmos from the Potawatomi Sportsbook was in. We had Evan Heffelfinger making his return to the producer booth last night as well. And it was a good time.
Yeah, and those strikeouts of Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman in that fifth inning.
Yes.
I mean, wow. I was in a break in at the band event I was at.
Sure.
And we were listening, and I was just fist pumping. I was outside and just, oh, man, just going crazy. So now you got to make that thing worth it yesterday. You got to make it worth it today. And as I said, things getting a little dicey. Jake Bowers have a day. 4-for-4, couple of RBIs. The Brewers are up 4-1, however. But Aaron Ashby is just entering the game into the eighth inning with two men aboard. Ohtani up now.
Sounds like fun.
They can't, right?
Oh, they can.
They know.
They better not.
No.
We watched them blow it two games against the Dodgers, and now, or two games against the Padres, I should say, earlier in the week when they had the lead. Now you're sitting here, what, the bottom of the eighth?
Yes.
Trying to hold on to a 4-1 lead again. We just can't get past four runs, Kevin. It's just not a thing.
Landlocked on four runs.
Good
that's
Lord.
That's what you do. Ornelas with some sketchy defense here in this eighth inning. Chad Patrick deserved a better fate.
Well, Terang's at second. You don't have this. But he's.
Yeah, that's right.
He can't play, so.
That's right. 2-0 on Ohtani right now. Now, again, this is Aaron Ashby facing Ohtani. Anybody feel comfortable with that?
Not essentially, no.
And he rolled on it. Turn it! Turn it! Yeah! There you go! Yeah! Inning-ending double play off the bat of Ohtani. He is now 3-for-15 in this series.
That's great. Hopefully he's 3-for-15 in the
postseason.
Oh,
my man is here!
Oh, no.
There he is.
Oh, no.
Oh, my piano man is
Come on, dude. Why couldn't you have been here like 20 minutes ago before we went on there so we could get Tim up there to sing?
Yeah, exactly. Now we can. But Will in the studio this evening for us. And what a performance there. And what a move by Pat Murphy. I mean, so often we will get on managers for, yeah, I wouldn't have made that move. See, it didn't work out. A lot of times, we don't give these guys enough credit for making a move that does work. And this
so you're
one
saying
worked.
The Chad Patrick move worked? I wouldn't say the Chad Patrick move worked.
No, but
I definitely would not say that worked. They had to go get Ashby because it didn't work so much.
Because of Ornelas.
Fine, yes, Ornelas made a bad play. No
by
doubt.
By the way, his nickname is Jonathan Mitch Ornelas.
No, it's Johnny Rockets.
I know it's Johnny Rockets.
Johnny Rockets from like when he was 10.
For our sake, it's Jonathan Mitch Ornelas. So there we go. We head into the ninth inning. We're going to get your response and reaction on this one. They are three outs away from number one. Count along with me. Recovering the seven gamer with a 3-4 mark. If I told you they'd come out of this thing 3-4, you probably would have said, yeah, it's not great, but I suppose I'll take
Dude,
it.
If they win today, they should have been 5-2.
Should
if they finish those two Padre games, they would have been 5-2 on this trip.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
So, number one, you recover the road trip at a 3-4 mark. Number two, you take, this might be the biggest one. You never know how things are going to work out. You take a series advantage and you hold the tiebreaker against the Dodgers.
And
that is an extra game over the Dodgers.
And that's huge, depending on, it could be involved seeding, it could involve you playing in the wild card or the divisional round.
Home field,
it could
wherever,
involve,
yeah.
In a, it could involve a lot of things. The other thing is, after those Cubs crawled within three, they lose today 11-4 to the Cardinals, which means they're going to fall right on back to five, baby. Those two games they gained, they lost that quick.
And when you look at it, you know, it got a little dicey there at three, and I think a lot of people were concerned, and a lot weren't. I mean, I got to admit, I was actually pretty impressed by a lot of Brewers fans and a lot of analysts that at that three-game mark were saying, you know, they're still in okay position, they're still a great team, et cetera, et cetera. So, but you would get it to five. And you start eyeballing a little bit of hold and serve right around that 4-5, maybe even 6-game advantage, and looking at the series for a knockout blow. And it could be a knockout blow. Now, chances are, I mean, that Cub team is good. I mean, let's face it. They're a pretty good ball club.
Sure.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. So chances of either one of those teams sweeping in a 4-game set, they're pretty slim, guys. They are. However, one team could win three or four. And if the Brewers did that, then look at the separation in the division.
Then the division. You'd still have three in Milwaukee after you play the Reds.
After that.
So they could still crawl themselves back into it. So I'm not going to say they completely bury them, because the Cubs could come back, sweep the Brewers, and then find themselves right back in the thick of it. But, again, I mean, you go to Wrigley, take three or four, now all of a sudden that division race looks a lot easier to finish if you're the Brewers. But again, is it really about the division race, or is it about winning the NL? Because that's kind of what the eye's been on the whole time.
And it should be. And it absolutely should be. The Brewers, they're just fighters, I guess. I mean,
scrappers.
Yeah.
Use a Phil Iron. They're scrappers.
I mean, you take a look at some of these lineups, you know, and again, it's puzzling that, you know, I got a lot of calls this morning, yesterday, as a matter of fact, about the Ornelas deal. Well, how does that happen? The trade deadline's over. You want to explain that to them, or should I?
You can.
Okay. If you're not on a 40-man, you can still be traded.
And he was essentially designated.
Pretty much.
And that is how they essentially got him.
Yeah. So he comes in.
For cash.
For cash. Now, this is, you need to look at the Jiwon Bae acquisition. He's subsequent DFA'd. And the Ornelas and Tommy Pannone, you know, guys like that, that proves to you that this front office is still fighting their tails off, too.
Well, sure,
not just on the field. They're still trying to find any way.
Ornelas' numbers at AAA were pretty good this year. Hitting about 290-something for a majority of the year. Double-digit home runs this year as well. So he can definitely hit better than good old Bae could when they got him. I have a little bit more confidence in him offensively. Defensively, not so good. 2 of 3 games.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we still are in the top of the ninth inning. Brewers batting with a 4-1 lead. Ohtani, what's going on? I shouldn't say that yet.
Shut your mouth.
three for 15
but it's
in
not
the
even,
series.
Who cares about Ohtani? This is about Logan Henderson essentially outdueling Skubal. That's what this game is going to be about. This is what Brewer fans will be talking about tonight. They'll be talking about it tomorrow on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, that Logan Henderson, a guy that did not want to be traded, went in and thanked Matt Arnold after the deadline passed for not trading him, because he was definitely a name I think that Detroit wanted, that Arnold wouldn't move off of, goes out there and outduels this guy. You got him for several years of control to go with it. And I think the big question now becomes, where is he exactly when you go to pencil in this playoff rotation? Where is he behind the Miz? Is he two? Is he three? Or is he four?
That's right.
Where does he pencil in? Because he is balling right now, man.
Real quick before the break, the talk is that the Brewers will stick with a six-man rotation
one more time
through,
yep,
and then throwing the odd man out.
Well, that's what it was going to be, because he's the one that has bullpen experience.
That's right.
He's pitched out of the bullpen a bunch and has been good out of it. So him going to long relief kind of makes sense at this point.
It gives you a right-handed long reliever in Wilson, lefty in Drouin. It gives you that extra arm in that bullpen. You're not one man down with that six-man rotation.
And he's at his most innings pitch limit of like 129.
And yes, and that will limit that. He's been successful. Drouin has been pretty impressive, all told, the numbers here this year.
Yep.
All right, so still ninth inning, top of the ninth. We're going to get your reaction once this thing goes final. Brewers up 4-1. They need three outs to take 3 of 4 in L.A. and take the series, recover the road trip, and then take the season series over the L.A. Dodgers. There's a walk from Luis Lara in the ninth inning. We'll take a break. We're broadcasting live here at the 175th Annual Wisconsin State Fair. Tim and Sparky, Brewers up 4-1. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Postgame Show coming up. We're live here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network mobile studios powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Welcome back. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Postgame Show live here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network mobile studios at the Wisconsin State Fair. And the Brewers still batting in that ninth inning. They're looking for some G2 insurance runs right there. Second and third now. It was a walk to Lara with one out, and then Jackson Churio laces a double where Kyle Tucker misplayed it. That should have been, that probably should have been an error, but Churio will take the double right there. Second and third. Now after a pitching change, it brings up Jake Bowers. He's already, what, 3 for 3 in the game?
Yeah, he's rolling along.
He got a couple of RBIs. So we'll see what happens here. The wind came out of the sails, I think, a couple of different times in this game for the Dodgers. Logan Henderson.
Bowers is 4 for 4.
4 for 4, yeah.
4 for 4 in the game.
And I believe all against lefties. I think that's all against left-handed pitching.
If you look at the middle of this lineup, Churio with 3 hits, Bowers with 4 hits, Vaughn with 2 hits. I mean, that's 9 hits right
now. Still 4 runs.
Yeah, and you have 11 hits in the game.
They were really aggressive early in the game, and I like that. In fact, they left a couple of runners aboard in that first inning, ran up a pitch count on Skubal, although he recovered. But the first 5 hitters in the Brewers lineup swung at the first pitch.
Which never should happen.
I've never seen that happen this year.
Definitely should not happen.
I like that. Now, they all weren't successful. Contreras another hit, so he stays a little on the warm side.
Leading off. Who had him leading off in a game this year? I sure the hell didn't.
That's Murphy.
And I thought that was the craziest thing of the day until I heard Yelich fielding ground balls at first base before the game. Then I was like, well, that tops the Contreras leading off one.
And Contreras is up now, right? Yeah, that is Contreras. So, no.
It's Bowers.
It is Bowers. If you can tack on here, you're good. As I was saying before, the wind came out of the sails. Bottom of the seventh inning, where Ohtani hit into the inning-ending double play. That was the tipping point moment in this game. Dodgers were feeling it right there. The crowd was back into it. And Ohtani, inning-ending double play. Henderson, on the other hand, just never let the Dodgers get going. He had these guys. Every time Freeman would make an out, I was screaming, sit down, Freddie. Sit down, Freddie. Go back to your dugout, Freddie.
He's another one that really hasn't done much against them.
I can't stand this team right now. And he didn't go. It's a walk.
To Bowers?
To Bowers.
Oh, my boy, Andrew Vaughn with the bases loaded now.
They lifted him. It's Hamilton.
Oh, my God.
That's all right. Hambone will come in.
No chance.
That's all right.
No chance.
This is
more Pat Murphy wisdom. Here we go.
Get aggressive here.
David Hamilton. This is Vaughn. You feel much better than you do with David Hamilton. That much I do know.
Big time. Big time.
Well, I'll say this. It's going to be hard to double him up. You could double up Vaughn to get out of it. You're probably not going to double up Hamilton, and at least you'll get one on a ground ball.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Brewers up 4-1 in the ninth inning. Bases loaded, one out. Just get it and play, Hamilton. Get it and play. You're
Who's
probably
going
to get the win. Lara. So you got
drop
speed
the
at
bunt.
Third.
Drop the bunt.
I agree.
Drop the
Why
bunt.
Why not?
Send Lara, drop the bunt.
Why not? Just grab the run. I mean, I'm sure they're pinching. They're probably playing halfway up the middle. So they're probably pinching up a little short.
Literally, the worst that could happen would be a pop-up or a strikeout. Anything outside of that, they should score a run.
Yeah.
Because Lara can run.
Well, slider swing and a miss. I believe the count is 1-2 now.
Yep. I believe you're correct, yes. Even though everything is behind the radio.
Hamilton, get the ball in play and get your wheels working.
You got the bases loaded. Hamilton up. 4-1 lead for the Brewers here in the ninth.
Jack Dreyer, the pitcher for the Dodgers. Fly ball foul on the left. He's trying. It seemed.
Well, I'm glad that he's trying. He's getting paid a lot of money. He better be trying.
They're all paid
he's
a
trying,
lot of money.
He says. My God, you better be.
We are here at the State Fair. We'd love to see you out here if you get a chance. Right up the street, unless you're in the northern regions of our listening area.
Duluth, Superior, Wausau, Fox Valley. Maybe if you're in Madison listening to the fan.
There's a chopper. And an air goes into right field. Two runs in. There you go. Yes. Yes. That's little Tommy Edmond, his second air in the game. And he hit into a double play.
That first one, that's couldn't have thrown a much better ball.
Right,
he just took his eye off it, hit off the tip of his glove, and it went rolling away.
Yep, tried to be a hot shot and get back in the dugout with two outs.
Oish.
Yeah, so there you go, little Tommy. The reason I dislike Tommy Edmond, you guys
Cardinal.
Know, it was the Cardinal. But it makes you hate both those teams even more when you see what the Dodgers gave up to get Tommy Edmond. It's disgusting. I cannot believe that trade was even allowed. A lot of times in fantasy football, a commissioner will disallow a trade because it's too lopsided. The commissioner should have stepped in on that trade.
And that really shouldn't happen either. You shouldn't be saving stupid people in fantasy sports. That should not be
that's
allowed.
That's true.
If you're stupid, that's your fault. That's not the commissioner's deal to try and save you.
So I'm always rooting against Tommy Edmond, and not a good day for him. Brewers now up 6-1 here in the top of the ninth inning in L.A., looking to take 3 of 4 in this four-game series. And let the Brewers ruin the Dodgers' weekend. How about that for the headline?
But that's the crazy part about this is the Dodgers don't care. Like, they're not rattled by any of this at all. All of them are just like, we'll be fine. When the postseason starts, we'll win another World Series. Not a big deal.
That means something.
You've got their catcher who's finally taking batting practice because he's been out forever. So they're going to get their catcher back. And then just like last year, we had Anthony Wittrato on earlier today on the leadoff show.
That.
He's out in L.A.
Yep.
I was like, I don't want to say they're sandbagging, but, dude, this is the second straight year you've had the same two guys in Glasnow and Snell both mysteriously hurt for the good part of the regular season.
Yeah.
And then, miraculously, they come back in September fresh as a daisy, ready to pitch in the postseason. I mean, come on, dude.
They have set that standard. It used to be where, you give a guy, a veteran guy especially, or an innings guy, you start to monitor innings. Throughout a season, whether that was 6 years ago or 9 years ago, it has occurred. But in terms of posturing multiple players for a run, the Dodgers have set that standard, pioneering this. So what do the Brewers do? They don't go full force on that, but they do their own version of that and go six-man rotation to keep things fresh and keep them up. All right, so that inning finally ends. Hopefully, by the time we get back from this commercial break,
1 minute,
we will have a Brewers victory. But 6-1 final. Do you go with McGill?
No.
No, you don't.
Hell no, I don't.
Simply don't.
You do not.
You got a 5-run lead. I don't care who it's to.
Right.
You save your closer. You do have an off day tomorrow, but that doesn't play into it. All right, we're broadcasting live here at the Wisconsin State Fair. Sports Radio Network Mobile Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tim and Sparky, Brewers up 6-1, bottom 0-9 coming up. You're listening to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show, which is coming. Welcome back. Brewers now one out away from taking 3 of 4 in L.A.
Let's go now.
Dodgers, as we broadcast live here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Mobile Studios, and that is your final.
Yeah.
And the results are good. The game, the series, and the road trip.
That's a big win.
A 6-2 victory while we were gone there in the break. The Dodgers did have a solo homer off D.L. Hall, but a 6-2 final, and the Brewers do recover that road trip, taking 3 of 4 against the L.A. Dodgers, and a 77-48 mark. the best in the National League, and now five games over the Chicago Cubs in the National League Central. Welcome in, everybody. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. As I said, we're broadcasting live here at the State Fair. Tim and Sparky, and a huge Brewers win. There is no debate about this. The biggest win of the year.
Because of all the ramifications. Because you get the season series win against them, which means if you tie with them, you get the advantage, whether it's who plays in the division round or the wild card round, whether it be who has home field advantage, whatever it may be. If by some random chance you tie with them at the end of the season,
yep,
this is a big, big advantage for the Milwaukee Brewers going through. And the other part of this was you beat the guy that everybody ripped you for not getting in Skubal. And everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people were like, yeah, you should have gave up Logan Henderson. Who cares? It's Tarik Skubal. Well, Logan Henderson just went out there and beat Tarik Skubal.
And Logan Henderson is for real.
Yes, I mean, isn't sir. He? Yes.
Is he more real than Harrison? That's a great debate because you're not knocking the guy that isn't above the other one. But both those guys, the future looks really bright in that rotation this organization, no doubt.
The thing with Henderson has never been whether or not he's good. The thing with Henderson has always been, can he ever get through a healthy season?
Yep.
Like, that's the biggest thing. Harrison has had his doubts and had his doubters along the way in the big leagues because he's been here for a minute, you know, and now you turn around to be this great pitcher. But even this year, what happened? He had a couple of bad games. People started doubting whether or not the real Kyle Harrison was maybe coming back out, that maybe the Brewers didn't fix him after all. Again, where does Henderson slot into this rotation in the postseason will be determined in the next, 30 to 45 days. Because today, Pat Murphy mentioned that one more time through the six-man rotation,
yes,
Drone goes to the pen, and then Henderson goes every 5 days, Miz goes every 5 days, Harrison goes every 5 days, and we'll see what it looks like then.
What a win for the Milwaukee Brewers today. They beat the Dodgers 6-2. We're going to get your reaction here on the Nicolay Law talking text line, 414-677-1250. The other thing that the other biggest win of the year, you guys had said, you and a bunch of listeners, Stevie, had said that game one was the biggest win of the year. Because then it set you up. You knew you had Miz to at least come out of this series,
right,
2-2.
Yep.
And you did one better than that as Henderson shines today, 7 innings of one run ball. And they just win behind Logan Henderson.
Well, he just lets the defense play. It's not like he's striking out 12 a game.
What? 17 big league starts, this off the top of my head. 17 big league starts, and they've won 14 of them?
That's pretty good.
I believe they've won 14 of his 17 starts as a big leaguer between last year and this year. And say what you want about that statistic, wins for a starting pitcher. I mean, you may disagree with that. I do like a pitcher that's a winner.
I like a pitcher that gives up two or fewer every time out, it seems like.
Just almost every time.
Almost every time, man. Like, I mean, that's front of the rotation stuff. That's not a guy that, oh, well, he'll probably be the 3 or 4 behind Miz going forward. No, this is a guy that could be the 1A to Mizorowski for the next, 5 years, 6 years?
Oh, it looks great.
The
organization is lined up. But we're right in the heat of battle, living in the moment, living in the minute, as the Brewers did recover this road trip, losing and getting swept, losing the first three in San Diego. It looked, I got to admit, to use a Murphyism, it looked daunting heading into L.A. Did it not? I mean, you had to be honest. It looked daunting that you were probably going to come out of this, hopefully, with 2-5. That would have been yikes. But you did a lot better than that. You end up taking the series, end up going 3-4 and taking that series, and those of you just
should
tuning
have been
in,
5-2.
It should have absolutely
should have
two more
been
wins.
5-2
on this road trip in the 7. You get starters that are going 6 1/3, a 2-run ball, or 3-run ball, 7+ of 2-run ball or 1-run ball. You got to win those games, and they didn't, but you did recover. And the Dodgers now, what message does this send? Now, you had said last hour that it doesn't matter. It's like they don't care. They'll just set
the
it
Dodgers,
up for the postseason.
Yeah, they're not panicking in the least. Everything that comes out of there, they're like, it's the regular season. We'll be fine.
There had to be some sort of message sent here. didn't
they? No, stop. They beat them nine times last year in the regular season. What message was sent? We get to the postseason and they owned us. Bye-bye, little brother. See you later. Have a nice day. You are not sending a message beating these clowns in the regular season. You're not sending a message at all. I don't give a damn where you played them. You could have played them on the infield at the State Fair Park. It does not matter. It does not matter. They know they're the best in baseball. They know they're going to go win another World Series more than likely. And that's all they got their focus on. Now, you beat them in the postseason. Not only do you send a message to them, then you send a message to all of Major League Baseball that you are officially now have to be a team to be dealt with for the next, what, 5, 6, 7 years? If you get to a World Series with as young as you are, with still a top five farm system behind you, now you're sending a message of, hey, maybe the Brewers can win a couple World Series here before this whole thing is said and done. Then you send a message. Meaningless regular season games for the Dodgers. Oh, my God.
I think winning a game against the Dodgers, when and if you face them, first game, that first win.
Well, yeah, you have Miz against Scooble. That's right.
That changes the whole complexion. That turns that into this. You know, potentially. You know, the Brewers did put up 6 runs. Now they got some help doing that.
We were complaining prior to that. Vic just can't get over 4 to save their life.
It's crazy. Brewers got on the board in the third inning, and it was all with 2 outs. They got Scooble into trouble. He had a high pitch count through the 2 innings. In that third inning, it was Jake Bowers that came through.
2-2. Lara chopper. Going to be a tough play. Betts coming in. He flips it to second, and it's mishandled at second. That was too hot of a flip from Betts to Edman. Everybody's safe. The Brewers are on the board.
I totally disagree with that by B.A. Dude, he was from here to like, well, I mean, this doesn't do anybody any good because you can't see our promotions guy, Sam. From me to like Sam away, Tim knows where Sam is, sitting on the chair, and he underhanded the ball to him, and it should have been caught. Like, it hit off the tip of his glove. I'll disagree with B.A. on his assessment of that ball coming in too hot. It looked like that should have been an easy play for Tommy Edman.
Yeah, it's just maybe home field scoring, whatever, had some impact on whether they're hits or errors. Muncy did hit a home run to tie it at 1. Brewers got that run right back in the 5th inning, and they were looking for more, but all with 2 out, Jackson Churio double, Jake Bowers. Make it 3-for-3 this time with an RBI.
And Bowers into right field, a base hit. Churio around third will score easily. Jake Bowers continues to shine. Jake rakes. It's his third hit of the game. Puts the Brewers in front, 2-1.
2-1. They got that run right back as Muncy hit that homer in the bottom of the 4th inning. Vaughn had a single after that, but that's all they got. Logan Henderson, a shutdown in that 5th inning into the 6th inning. We'll go backwards here a little bit. Henderson gets the shutdown inning in the 5th inning, and it appeared that Scooble had settled in. He had set down a bunch in a row, and you let him off the hook a little bit. 95 pitches, Scooble pitched a scoreless 6th inning. Brewers still had the lead, bottom of the 6th inning. Henderson scoreless there in that 6th inning, including getting Ohtani 3-for-14 to that point in the series. Into the 7th, Brewers got some insurance. It was a base hit by Jackson Churio, and then Jake Bowers have a day.
And then hung on to win it. Oh, Bowers ropes one into the gap. Churio on his horse. That's all the way to the wall. Churio around third. He's going to score, and Jake Bowers is red hot. It's an RBI double. It is 3-1 Milwaukee.
Made it 3-1 as you heard BA on Brewers TV there. They weren't done yet as Andrew Vaughn came through.
Bowers, the club leader. Now Vaughn smokes one through base hit. They're going to wind up Bowers. Here he comes. Hernandez throw is on a hop. The tag not in time. Bowers with a great slide.
The cheetah. Running the bases there. Jake Bowers and the Brewers, they took a 4-1 lead into the late stages of the game. And then bottom of the 7th inning, a couple of runners aboard. He didn't get help from the new guy, as
Ornelas
said. Yeah, Ornelas. So
Johnny Rockets.
It was Ohtani with two on and one out, and Ohtani hits into an inning-ending double play. I am so fired up. That was the turning point in the game as the Brewers went on to add a couple of more runs in that ninth inning, and they go on to a 6-2 Game 4 victory. We'll get to your reaction now.
Lots of calls.
At 414-677-1250 on the Nicolet Law Talk and Text Line.
All right, let's go to KJ in West Allis. You're first up with the franchise. Tim Allen, Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show out here at the Wisconsin State Fair. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great game. I just want to say, B.A., Brian Anderson, he is the best announcer in baseball.
He's a great Bar
none for me. I think he is great. And I'm so happy to have him calling the game to the Brewers. A great contrast, pitching Henderson behind the Miz, because he doesn't throw that hard, but he executes his pitches really well. And he had him off balance the whole game he pitched, which was great. I would love to see him. They got to Scooble. They got his pitch count up, and we got him out of there. Once they got into the bullpen, I knew we were going to win this game. Churio looked great. Of course, Bowers, I mean, he was the man today.
I mean, he's
a great win. Probably
right?
The second best win of the season for me.
Oh.
All right,
the first one was the other day.
All right, KJ, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. There goes KJ.
Yeah.
What
were
you saying?
Yeah.
Bauer's the offensive MVP by far. I mean, no one's even close.
Yeah, probably not.
Who would have thought that coming this season? Bauer's was fighting for playing time coming into this campaign.
Bauer's was a bad Major League Baseball player until this year. Now, does that mean he's Brady Anderson, has 1 year, and goes back to being a bad Major League Baseball player? Or does that mean Jake Bauer signs a big free agent deal, goes somewhere else, and continues to be a rock star? We won't know that until next year, because I don't think it's going to be here.
It probably will not be
here. I do not think it will be here, no.
Right. All right.
All right, next up, let's go to Trell, north side of Milwaukee. You're next up on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show after a huge Brewers victory over the Dodgers.
I got my optimistic mojo back.
Yes, good.
Hey, Tim, I got to agree with Sparky, though. I got to agree with Sparky when he said that this don't mean nothing to the Dodgers. It don't, because we whooped their tails last year in the regular season, and they treat us like the stepchild in the playoffs. So
yep.
I'm going to pump the brakes as far as that.
Well,
what I will
if
say
you look
is, though.
At, oh, hold on, we'll keep you here. But if you look at the incremental season-to-season stepladder approach, look what the Brewers have done. I mean, you got stung against the New York Mets. You learned something from it, did you not? And Murphy said as much. They're going to learn from this. As difficult as that was, they took that into the following year, then won an absolute heated battle against Chicago to take that next step, to know what it's like to not let up because your season can end in a snap. Okay, does that take the next step after experiencing what happened with the Dodgers? I think it does. I do. I've said it before. I said it a couple months ago, and I'm staying with it. Play that series right now, and there's no way that series plays out exactly the way it did last year. Meaning, Yamamoto and Glasnow and these guys going 8 and 9 innings. No chance that happens this year. There's just no way that's going to happen.
What if you're coming
because that
off...
was so rare that happened in the first place.
What if you're coming off an emotional series against the Cubs again? What then?
Oh.
What then?
Then you take it to them and pop them in the nose.
You hope that you hope you rebound, but you don't know that. All right, Terrell, what else you got? We got to get going to the other guys.
I would say my World Series glasses are back on, but I think it's three things really quickly that need to happen. First is health. Second, two out of the three pitchers besides Miz have an outstanding postseason. Yep. And the third thing, I still believe the Brewers need to bring up two of those young guys before September.
All
and
right,
that's my
gotcha.
Mix for them in the World Series.
All right. At least one.
Thanks,
you're
bro.
Screwing around with DFA players anyway.
Right.
You're screwing around with DFA players right now. Look what Joshua Baez did in St. Louis.
Yep. That's what got me the most upset. You're telling me Fisher comes up, Fisher's not capable of hitting a home run once and again on this team?
Absolutely he is, without a doubt. No question about it. But again, guys, the anomaly of what went on in that NLCS last year, it's just not going to happen again. They're not doing that again.
Would you please quit saying that? Please, I beg you to quit saying that. Because then if it does, everybody's going to be like, dude, you told us it would never, ever happen again.
That Tim Allen's a fraud.
Well, I'll just say, they're going to say, you jinxed it, and it's going to be your fault. Hey, come on down here to the Wisconsin State Fair. Have a chance to register to win a $2,000 in-store credit for Buy the Yard. Just a beautiful Adirondack chairs, a couple of side tables, $2,000 in-store credit towards four Adirondack chairs and two side tables. All you got to do is scan the QR code. We're here till 7 o'clock, so chop, chop. You can get over here and scan that QR code. We got some fans still available if you want to get a fan, or the small children are using them as Frisbees. You can do that as well. It all works out here at the Wisconsin State Fair. All right, I got to take a quick timeout, Tim Allen.
All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by G2 Insurance. The Brewers got a bunch of insurance runs today, runs 3, 4, 5, and 6. And it's brought to you by G2 Insurance. In sports, you want a teammate who's been there before. And in Wisconsin, that teammate is G2 Insurance Services. They aren't just an agency. They're your friend in insurance. Whether you're a business owner needing a specialized BOP or a homeowner protecting your family, G2 builds relationships on honesty and value. From auto and home to complex commercial coverage, Tom and the team at G2 have been the neighborhood pros since 2004. Don't get caught without a game plan. Call G2 Insurances today, 262-784-0644, or visit G2INS.com. G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. If you're on hold, we'll get a quick break in here and come right back and get your reaction. Biggest win of the year, although someone refuted that already on today's show. Nicolay Law Talk and text line 414-677-1250. Tim and Sparky live here at the 2026 Wisconsin State Fair. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show after a 6-2 Brewers win in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network mobile studios. Welcome back. Brewers get the 6-2 victory to take 3 of 4 over the L.A. Dodgers and recover on that 7-game West Coast road trip at 3-4, and you'll take it.
This is what I want. We got 30 so minutes left, 32, 33 minutes left in the show. I would like y'all to call and apologize. I want apologies from now on through the rest of the show.
No.
And if you can't make it in today's show, you can call in Wisconsin Sports Daily tomorrow from 2
We're
to 5.
Freaking out?
Yes, from after that Padres series, when everybody thought the world was ending because they got swept in San Diego, including the players themselves, to the fact that Jake Bowers had to drop an F-bomb to tell everybody to calm the hell down.
No.
You all need apologies. I'm here for them.
And
I'm
you're
here
the
all
one.
Day.
You're
you all
the
can
one.
Come here to State Fair, come on to me and go, Sparky, I am sorry for freaking out. I'm here.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm here.
You don't need to do it.
Yes, you
He's
do.
The one that taught me 20 years ago, don't tell the fans how to feel.
I'm not. I'm telling you to apologize.
You're telling them.
You can feel however you want. I'm saying y'all need to apologize for me because I was trying to calm all you down, and y'all were yelling and screaming at me, telling me season was over. Somebody texted in that they were in the damn dumb club.
Yes,
please stop.
All right, let's get some reaction in here.
All right, let's go to where are we at here. Vincent in Anaheim, you're next on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show with Tim and Sparky.
Hey, what's up? Hey, man, I wasn't in no dunk club at all, so I don't know what people are talking about. You got to revoke those tickets. Hey, maybe they need to pull over the dunk club bus, and they can come back out and go back to, Miller Park, Amfam Field and go back, you know what I mean? Hey, this is a great game because it shows that the Brewers can compete, but keep it real. It is kind of true, Sparky. A lot of people over here don't care because, you know, the Dodgers already got it locked down.
Yep.
But I heard before I called you guys, Rick Monday, their radio crew was kind of concerned. They're saying that these guys are not making the big play. The Dodgers are not making the big plays when they're supposed to be making the big plays. Talking about Ohtani not showing up in that eighth inning, you know, when he hitting a double play or whatever he had to do.
Yep.
So they're kind of feeling it. You know, Kyle Tucker, he's been feeling it, period, because that was like, you know, a waste of money. But you know how it goes. This is the first year of his contract. So do you think, Vincent, real quick, because we got to scoot, do you really believe
that this meant anything to the Dodgers? Do you think that it sent a message?
I think it meant the eye opener, saying that when they're struggling, they can't be counting on their superstars. Got to be being superstars. So the superstars made it a wide eye opener for them. Max Muncy, he did what he had to do, and he's considered like a
superstar. All right, Vincent, we got to roll. Thanks for the call. let me ask you this, Tim Allen. Which do you think is more likely to occur? Brewers are struggling hitting the ball going into the playoffs. Dodgers are struggling hitting the ball going into the playoffs. Which of those two do you think is capable of turning the light switch on, click, and all of a sudden going just like that?
With an occasional barrel home run, I think clearly it's the Dodgers.
Okay, so why do you think they would be concerned? They know what they're capable of. They look around the clubhouse and go, yeah, we're fine. We'll be fine. When the lights go on, we all focus, and we're not out here just waiting to get to the postseason. They're in wait mode right now.
Vincent,
they're just chilling.
Said it. He said this proves to them they can compete.
That's Rick Monday, who's 100, on a postgame show talking. That's not
Ohtani. Look at that lineup. Look at the box score. Just pull up that box score. Look at this Dodger lineup that were held to two runs today.
Okay, let's look at it.
How many yesterday? One run.
So Ohtani, Freeman.
They held him to three runs. Teoscar Hernandez was the eight hitter in this lineup.
Right, and that tells you how good the lineup is, by the way.
That tells you how much they were shut down.
Yes, sure. Here, now.
Yes.
Last year, postseason, scored enough to beat them.
They didn't go off in the postseason offensively.
They did not.
They were held in check.
But they scored enough against this offense.
This is about this offense, yes.
That's all this is about. Nobody's questioning the Brewers' pitching. I'm not.
Can this offense compete when the pitching keeps it close? Yes, they can, and they learned from not only this series, but last year's NLCS.
All right, let's go to Nick in Milwaukee. You're next on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network with Tim and Sparky. What's up?
All right, real quick. I know you guys are on a time crunch, but number one, Sparky, I like the PTA showing there from a former PTA product right here. I love it. Love
there you
seeing
go.
That. I was watching on the YouTube stream.
Yeah, my kid plays for PTA. That's why I got all this stuff.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Great program. Regarding the game, very, very timely one series here. You had the Cubs that lost a couple games. You gained some ground again. I'll be honest. I had my hand hot on that five alarm after that Padres series. But here's the thing that I'm going to say. That Cubs series at the end of this month, and then in September, that's the time to put up or shut up.
All right, got you, Nick.
Yep.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I agree. And at least hold your own. That's going to be a tough series. It's going to be a thing.
No.
You mentioned apologies.
That's a horrible mentality. Don't put that on the radio. Hold your own. You're the damn best team in the NL. The Cubs fans should be saying, we hope to hold our own. Brewers fans should look at this and go, no, we're going to win this series.
Christian Yelich says, well, you're going to have good series, bad series. You're going to have slumps. You're going to have this. You're going to have that. This is a little more conviction in these last couple of games. I felt it. In these, especially, but just overall in this series, they actually had a chance to sweep these guys if they come up with one hit in the ninth inning.
Correct.
In game two.
Yep.
Wasting a Gasser performance. So I think it does send some sort of message. This Dodger team is vulnerable. They are.
Right now in August. We'll see if they're vulnerable in October. We'll find out. Hey, speaking of conviction, how did your band do at the axe throwing place? I don't see any marks on you, so I don't think anybody threw one at
good.
You.
Good. No, it was good. It was fun.
It was good?
Yeah, we were keeping an eye on the Brewer game, obviously, the whole time through. And fun time. Fun
Where
time.
Where are you at next?
We are going to be in Racine in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And then following that on, I'll just go ahead and say it. We'll get details out on the post-gamer page. And through the station here, but we're going to have the next post-gamer party.
Yeah.
A bunch of giveaways. Going to be at Pauly's Pub September 18th. It's a Friday night.
Ooh.
So I've
just gotten back from Disney World a couple of days before that.
September 18th, a bunch of gift cards for you guys to win. There'll be a million T-shirts around.
Just love Pauly's.
A lot of fun. And Sparky's going to sing a song with the band.
I don't know if I'll be here. I may be in lacrosse for a wedding, but we'll see. Maybe we'll get up there. Tony in Asheville, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show.
Hey, guys. Once again, I am doing the Henderson Hop and the Bowers Slide, and life continues to be exceptionally good if you're a Brewers fan.
Yes.
So I don't usually let out a yell during the game, but there were two today. Henderson grabbing that infield squibbler and running to the dugout with the ball in his hand, let out a yell, and then Ashby coming on and inducing that double play ground ball from Ohtani.
Oh, from Ohtani. And, wow, just crazy. That is, I mean, I don't know which was a bigger moment, that moment or striking out, Miz striking out yesterday, Ohtani and Freeman.
Yeah, and I had this one circled because of the importance of the pitching matchup. Henderson, some people wanted to give up Henderson for Skubal. That would have been a huge mistake. And the approach at the plate, getting the pitch count up and putting all those balls in play. Laura, in that second inning, I would say, put the ball in play, something good will happen. And by golly, it sure did.
All right, Tony, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it. Let's see, where are we going to next? Next up is Tim in Caledonia. We're just rolling through all your regulars. Tim in Caledonia, you're next. What's up?
Hey, we sunk the Japanese battleship last year, the Yamamoto. But we didn't do it in the postseason.
No.
But if we can learn how to sink them battleships, we'll be all right in the postseason. And also, Henderson... the guy's probably as good as anybody in the league right now. And why is it reverberating right now, man?
Well, because you are just loud and proud. Timmy, are you going to apologize for hitting the panic button?
Yes, because I can't refute what Sparky says. Can't do it. You can't do it, man.
Delay that out of there.
Thank you, Tim. Enjoy the rest of your night. Have a good night.
Yeah, you guys too.
Why do we have to get rid of that for? Did you hear what he said?
I can't remember.
He said something about it. You can't refute what Sparky said there. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. I could have missed it, though. Bruce in Romeoville, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show after a huge Brewers win over the Dodgers.
Guess what, boys?
What's up, Bruce?
I'm gonna settle this debate between you and Tim tonight. Tim, if you jinx the Brewers, man, you are in deep trouble, man.
Bruce, if I had that kind of power, man, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Don't be jinxing the Brewers,
I'd be in L.A. watching my part ownership of my favorite baseball team if I had that much power.
Hey, Sparky, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to mark the tape. So if Tim jinxed it, go back to the tape and play it.
Don't you worry, Bruce. I got that.
Do you really believe Ohtani's going to pitch six scoreless and hit four freaking homers?
In fact, Bruce.
Or three or whatever he
hit. Bruce, thanks for the call. In fact, I'll promise you this much right here.
That ain't happening.
If the same thing plays out and Tim is wrong, I'm just going to play it on a loop on Wisconsin Sports Daily for 3 hours the day after the Brewers get eliminated if it happens again. Yeah, that's exactly what will happen.
Nope.
Chase in California, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network after a Brewers win over the Dodgers. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm just leaving the game right now with my Dodger fan father-in-law and Dodger fan brother-in-law. We're still in the parking lot. And anyways, so we get to the game early. We get Dustin Mays auto for my son, Gary Sanchez. It was sweet. They were awesome. Super stoked that Nate wanted to be a Brewer. I told him, dude, that was so cool that you thanked Arnold and you said for not trading him. He was a great guy. So we're watching the game, and Logan Henderson, I think, pitched probably the best game I've ever seen him pitch. He was dynamite. His pitch count was low. He knew what to do with the ball. They didn't get much off him at all. It was an excellent game.
They tried to be aggressive. Chase, hey, man, those are great stories. You're so lucky you get to do that. You spend time with family.
It was an absolute blessing.
You're at a prime time heavyweight bout. in L.A., market number two in this country, and you're bringing your kid and you get to meet Brewers players. So you're a super lucky guy, Chase. You are. That's
Take care, Chase. Have a good day.
Take care.
That's cool.
Take care. Maybe Tim will be lucky and he won't jinx the Brewers. Let's go to Joseph in Fort Myers, Florida. Hot damn.
Hello,
What's
Joseph.
Up, Joseph?
Hey, it's Joe, but that's okay.
All right, sorry, Joe.
I'm at your corner all the way, Tim. No problem.
Yeah,
I believe
see,
today
you
was
hear
a
that? Mark that tape.
I'll replay this too.
Sparky, I'll tell you right now, the Brewers are going to take the seven games against the Dodgers, and we're going to go to the World Series.
Man,
this was
you're
a
right.
rude awakening for the Brewers. Tonight showed that we can play with the big boys. We knocked out Scooble, and you know what, Tim? We're going to go to the World Series. And I come to Milwaukee, I'm going to come in for the World Series. I got some My Father cigars for you and I and some cold beverages to celebrate the win over the Dodgers. And Sparky,
deal.
And I was a little nervous. I'll tell you, I was a little nervous against San Diego. I'll say it. I'm nervous. But we came back. We put the gloves on, and we KO'd them in game four. And it was terrific pitching. The defense was a little sketchy at second base. But I would have liked to bring Mata up for at least 10 days and solidified that shortstop position.
Yeah,
that's what I would have done.
It's interesting. All right, well, thank you, Joe. Wow. Yeah, this is buckle in now. Now we're getting how many games? I don't want to do the math. Brewers are 77-48.
The season can't end soon enough. Let's just get to the playoffs and let's go. Like, I'm ready. We don't need to play all the rest of these games. We don't need to play the Cubs again. Let's just start the postseason, get the wild card round going. We'll watch, and let's see what happens.
You want to line things up like they did last year. You're doing
the
same thing they did.
The Dodgers?
Yes.
They had hurt guys.
They weren't hurt.
You're healthy.
That was nonsense.
Your starters are healthy.
No, but you're doing it your own way in your six-man rotation, in your player moves, your player acquisitions. This is all posturing to a degree. Remember, last week we had the conversation about, well, does this shy away from the win tonight mentality?
And it absolutely does.
It seemed like it did.
It does.
So that's posturing for the postseason. It is.
All right.
And it's just doing it their way.
Next up, Johnny in Milwaukee. You're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. What's up, Johnny?
What's going on in Fort Myers? You look fabulous, man. Not a day over 38. Not a day over 38. All right. I want to make the point that the Brewers absolutely, this was important. It was important for the Brewers. Not so much for the Dodgers, but for the Brewers. But that being said, I think there's trouble there somewhere. Not because of what the Brewers did to him, but a series or so ago of what the Cubs did to him, to the Dodgers. Right? They something not right. That I know for sure. Off of base, I keep losing on them. But Dodgers got them. You look up, Dodgers barely sweep five or Dodgers. But so I think the Brewers got as good a shot as anybody to get past them this year. But this is going to be a situation where. Nothing's proven until they do it. So I'm sorry, I'm a little bit. I'm riding with you, Mr. Sparky. Until they do it, I'm just kind of like, I hope so. That's all I want to say.
All right, Johnny. Thanks.
So until it
happens.
Nice
meeting you earlier today at the State Fair.
Definitely.
So it until it happens is what he's saying.
Yeah, he says pretty much they're going to have to beat them before he's going to buy into them beating them in the postseason.
What about the message sent internally to themselves in this series? Maybe not necessarily to the Dodgers. What about the impetus it puts behind your own team when you do this to that team?
But you're making it seem like they didn't believe they could beat this team, which I don't think is true at all.
I
think they knew they were as good as this team, if not better. I don't think the Brewers doubted themselves that they couldn't hang with the Dodgers.
Okay, then to see it come to fruition, yes. So, I they're 4-3 against that team right now.
Yeah?
This season. But this was almost a back-against-the-wall kind of situation for the Brewers. It did not look good. It didn't look good coming out of San Diego. And then you had to face these Dodgers. And they should be proud of themselves to do this. Now, again, I hope they would expect to do this.
Right.
To this team. All right, we got a break?
We got one more, and then we can break. Dan in Toma, you're next with Tim Allen on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show.
Well, hey, look at this.
Thanks a lot, guys.
I don't call this the biggest victory. I call it the most satisfying victory. You know, Scoobal beating Scoobal. He wanted to win this game bad. He wanted to win it, and he couldn't. This team is resilient. And I don't care what you say, Sparky. What went on last year is last year. I think the Dodgers, they might be a three. They might have a different road this year. I think the Brewers do it. Really do. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Listen, Dan, listen. I don't want you to get this confused here.
Yep.
All I'm saying is this whole Tim Allen, well, now it's going to be different in the postseason.
Yes,
nonsense.
It will.
In August. No. Yeah. We will not know what this is going to be like until we get into the series. And until you get into the series and prove you can beat them in the postseason, all of this is meaningless other than you stopped some little bit of a nick on your knee from bleeding after the Padres series. Got that all stopped. Now you're rolling the train again. But it's all going to come down to how much, like Tim has been saying, how much can this team hit in the postseason? And like you said, Dan, the role may be completely different. The Dodgers may get knocked out by somebody else, may not even have to go through the Dodgers, and then this isn't even a conversation.
Dodgers won't pitch as good as they did last year in that NLCS, and the Brewers will not hit that bad in the NLCS. Those two things were, I don't know, the anomaly of it is just incredible. You can't hardly get any worse offensively in that series, and you can't hardly pitch any better in that series.
Yeah.
Those two things, the stars just lined up. Oh, I think
Pat Murphy's coming up next after a break.
Yeah, we'll get a couple of words from him. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network mobile studios, which incidentally are powered by the Potawatomi Casino. And there's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Tim Allen, Brewers take game four. And the beverage was just delivered to the booth here.
The game is over, and it's time to hear from the skipper on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all about getting him through the seventh, but that is a sign of him taking a step up. You know, he's got to trust his defense, trust his teammates, but he did an unbelievable job. It was an unbelievable outing.
Changeup looked like it was pretty effective for him today when he wasn't getting the fastball with.
Yeah, but his fastball sets up everything, you know. And but a changeup was great, and obviously to hold the Dodgers that type of lineup to one run in seven innings is amazing. And a few hits and one walk, right? One walk.
Yep.
But yeah, he was outstanding. I mean, hats off to him and the job that Bowers did at the plate. It's just like a one-man wrecking crew. We looked at the bottom of our order, 6 through 9, was 1 for 17 with 11 Ks and one walk. But when you think of what Churio did his last three, Bowers and, you know, Lara and Contreras and Vaughn contributing, but Churio and Bowers, that's just amazing.
I heard from Bowers, you know, in San Diego, he had talked to us about like wanting everybody to kind of chill and trust the guy behind you. Do you think that this was like a leadership series?
That's baseball. I mean, that's baseball for you. But yes, I mean, that showed his leadership, and that, you know, he trusts the guys, and he took a step up and took the responsibility to play well this whole series.
What did you think of the offense from Scoobal?
Scoobal's great, man. I mean, he's a great pitcher because he's not just 99 when he needs it. He's got a great changeup, a great slider. Threw a slider for strikes, threw the changeup when he needed to, and you're trying to honor 96 to 99, and then you're going to try to stay on the changeup. He's a really tough at bat. I mean, the guy's a great pitcher. You know?
Do you feel like you guys put some good swings on him early?
Yeah, I mean, William leading off the game, I think there was a couple. Jackson just missed one, but just miss is what great pitchers do. They get you to just miss. And he's all he's built up to be, that's for sure.
You got to credit Aaron Ashby in there, Murph, although we didn't get the full presser. But taking inventory, the Brewers win 3 of 4 against the Dodgers. They pick up a game against the Cubs. They take the season series against the Dodgers, and they recover this road trip at 3 and 4.
Huge.
All of those things happened with this one victory. So do we overplay it and say it's the biggest win of the year?
I think it is the biggest one
of the year. Yes, we do. It's okay to do that. That's what we do. And it's okay to have your finger kind of heading over and scrimpling on over to that panic button, too, when you get swept in San Diego. That's okay, too.
Inexperienced fans.
No.
Inexperienced
fans. That's having fun along the way, the roller coaster, the ride.
This is what I don't understand about you. We've been together since 94, and you always say that pain and agony of a season is fun. There's nothing fun about pain and agony of a season.
In that strange way, it makes winning and success that much sweeter.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'm not going to change you. That's fine.
The Dodgers are going through it right now. Ho-hum. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. It's going to cost them.
We'll see.
It will cost them.
They had their issues last year, too, when they were down there pitching. And they're going through the same type of thing now. We'll see what happens. If they get there and they lose and the Brewers beat them, then we can all look back and go, see, they should have been concerned in August when we beat them. But as of right now, it does not appear they're concerned. Doesn't appear that the people that cover them are concerned. They just all figure they're going to go in, turn on the light switch, and win. Kind of like the Aikman, Irvin, Emmitt Smith Cowboys that you loved back in the day. Same thing. They might lose a game or two in the regular season, but they knew when it counted they were going to go finish. That's the same thing.
Well, if...
Oh, well, what?
Yeah, well...
They're so different.
Jimmy Johnson should have won 4 Super Bowls in a row.
Well, your owner's an idiot. That's not my fault.
That's true. I agree. All right, well, that's going to wrap things up, not only for the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show here at the State Fair, but the run for the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network here at the State Fair, the whole run.
Yeah, man, it's been great. 11 days of the Wisconsin State Fair. This has been a pretty busy day, but I got a nice cool breeze out here. Thanks to Buy the Art for being a great sponsor this year and having people register to win a $2,000 in-store credit towards 4 Adirondack chairs and a couple of side tables. Had nice green turf out here, a couple of chairs. You sat in one of the Adirondack chairs, too.
Having some French fries over there with some salt.
Yeah. Glad you didn't get ketchup on the chairs.
No ketchup.
Thank God for that.
Just the fries. Yeah, no, sweet chairs. No question about it.
And again, they're weather resistant, so you can leave them outside all winter long. Their home base is Minneapolis. So this is not that crap it's made in California, and then it's like, oh, it's crap in the snow in Wisconsin. So now we have to put everything into the garage and haul it all back out come summertime. This stuff you leave out all year round. You don't got to worry about it.
So, yeah, we'll wrap things up here. The Brewers with an off day tomorrow. This ends not only the series and the road trip, but it ends as 17 games in 17 days. Yep. Thank God.
Thank God. They need a day off badly. They really do, man. And the fact that they were able to pull themselves up by the bootstraps to come back and get this series after, I'm sure, being dead dog tired after that Padres series and having injury after injury. They've lost Pratt. They've lost Terang. I mean, they've lost Uribe.
Yeah, that's right.
Think of all the guys they've lost on this trip.
Yep.
It's been insane.
And Joey Ortiz was kind of hobbling at the front end of this road trip as well. Joey, by the way, golden sombrero today.
Who cares?
Yeah,
he was hitting like 370 since July or something.
Man, he's been good. Oh, these two games are just amazing. This whole series was just really, really good.
Andrew Vaughn went to Gold Glove at third, you think?
No. And Gary Sanchez certainly at first base. A lot of Brewers conversation tomorrow, wrapping up a big sports weekend. The Packers play. The Brewers take 3 of 4 in L.A., and it starts tomorrow morning with Josh and the wake-up call. And then you've got Zabe in, 9 to noon.
Zabe off this week.
He is off this
week. He's on vacation again.
Okay, so a lot of Brewer conversation in throughout the day, 9 to noon with Kuhn and Rami and Mason Crosby show, and then you tomorrow afternoon, certainly. Apologists lining up.
Yes, I'll take them all day. And okay. I want to talk about who number two is. Brandon Snide from 9 to noon is texting me, he's like, clearing away he's number two behind Miz in the playoffs. I don't think it's clear enough.
I don't think it's that clear, but if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, you'd say yes.
Coming off this game.
Yeah,
sure.
There's
a month and a half left.
All right, well, thanks to our staff here at the State Fair. You guys did a great job, Sam, Max, and company. For Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, my name is Tim Allen.